close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cuz with the birds I'll share.
All right, well, continuing on now. Good having you here, and you know, I look at some headlines and I scratch my head, and there's so much going on, and like Congressman Wahlberg points out, it's nice to live in interesting times. I suppose that's true, but sometimes I'd like it to be a little bit more dull, if that's all right with everybody. You know, some downtime would be okay. But Rashida Tlaib, Michigan's Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, getting a lot of attention yesterday after she tweeted that white supremacy was behind the murderous attack in Jersey City that left several people dead, including the attackers. This is heartbreaking, she tweeted. White supremacy kills. She has since deleted the message. The link to a tweet by progressive Jewish group If Not Now that memorialized the victims of Tuesday's shooting at a kosher supermarket. You see, I guess Tlaib missed the headline that the killers were connected to the black Hebrew Israelites, and they were both African Americans, a man and a woman who carried out the executions. The black Hebrew Israelites subscribed to an extreme set of anti-Semitic beliefs. The followers view themselves as the true chosen people and believe they are the true descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel. That, according to the Anti-Defamation League's Center on Extremism. But you know, here's Rashida Tlaib, you know, blaming white supremacists for murders carried out by African Americans. The fact of the matter is, evil comes in all colors. And to just try to blame one group of people or another for all the ills is reckless, irresponsible, and racist, frankly. And it's a racist comment on the part of Rashida Tlaib. You can try to sugarcoat it any way you want, but it's a racist comment by Rashida Tlaib. She wants to blame white people for everything. Anything that's wrong with the world, she would want to blame on anybody who's white. Anything and everything. It's dishonest, it's dangerous, and yes, it's racist. So I call her out for it. The Democratic Party is doing its best to try to push through impeachment and ignore it all at the same time. Strange maneuver, actually. It is a strange maneuver because here they are with Jerry Nadler floundering and struggling to push through these very narrow, weak articles of impeachment that have no place. They're not predicated on any actual law being broken. You know that, so do I. The embarrassment to the Democrats is should be significant. I mean, they've told you that there was Russian collusion, even though the investigation did not establish that the Trump campaign coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. That's from the Mueller report, page 2. The Democrats have told you about quid pro quo until that didn't poll well. And Hank Johnson can't even say it. So then they went with bribery. They peddled that for the last 5 or 6 weeks. Bribery. The president is guilty of bribery. And yet Americans, you and I, we know what bribery is and, more importantly, what it isn't. And so therefore that died. Well, he's guilty of obstruction of justice. Look at the Mueller report. Mueller report didn't establish obstruction of justice, just like Attorney General William Barr told you. Bill Barr made it clear. Not obstruction of justice. It's not there. So that disappeared. So all the high crimes and misdemeanors vanished, and you ended up with obstruction of Congress. Obstruction of Congress. Simply put, it means that when Donald Trump decided he wasn't just going to roll over, that he was part of a co-equal branch of government with the legislative branch and the judicial branch, that he said, well, no, I'm not just going to turn over these things. I'm not just going to roll over. We'll take it to the court. We'll take it to the third branch of government, that one of its major functions is to decide differences between the other two branches of government. We'll let them decide. That's not obstruction of anything. That's a legal dispute. That's an argument to be had in the courts. And yet the Democrats here want to convince you somehow that saying, no, I'm not going to roll over for impeachment. I'm not just going to give you everything you demand because you demand it. You're not superior to the executive branch and the legislative branch, so we're going to ask the courts to decide. That's now an impeachable offense, according to the Democrats. That's how weak that is. And then, of course, abuse of power, which is so completely overbroad and vague, it's almost meaningless. And, of course, the Democrats also backed away from the idea of bribery when they kind of realized, well, let me get this straight. If anything of value is ever given to a politician by anybody for anything, for any reason that helps a campaign, that's bribery. Well, gosh, then, well, we'd have a lot of Democrats on their way to impeachment or jail. So you have that challenge. And with all of this going on, you look at the Democrats running for president in 2020. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Joe Biden, all of these people, maybe not so much Biden, but the others very far left. Biden certainly left a little less so than the others. But is that kind of liberalism that has just been rejected soundly by voters in the UK saying we want nothing to do with that? And with the backdrop, all of that, you're looking at a field of Democrat candidates that have no chance of winning in 2020. None. Zero. So with that backdrop, the Democrats, the DNC, announced yesterday 4 new presidential debates because we haven't had enough yet. They're going to come in January and February, leading right up to the February 3rd Democratic primary caucus in Iowa. And again, I was just in Iowa for 5 days. People in Iowa aren't buying this nonsense either. CNN will partner with a newspaper in the state on a January 14th primary debate, the 7th of the 2020 cycle. On February 7th, ahead of the February 11th Democratic primary in New Hampshire, ABC will partner with WMUR to do a debate. On the 19th of February, ahead of the February 22nd caucus in Nevada, NBC and MSNBC will host the 9th Democratic debate. And on the 25th of February, CBS will host its first debate of the 2020 primary process in partnership with the Congressional Black Caucus. They're trying to change the narrative. They're desperate. Desperate to change the narrative, so they're going to try to get past impeachment. Forget, pretend that never happened. Nothing to see here. We wasted all of 2019 telling you that the existential threat must be removed immediately, but then they go on vacation for 2 weeks around Thanksgiving. The existential threat must be removed. He's a threat to our nation. And yet on the same day they announce these weakling impeachment articles, they make a deal on USMCA. If Donald Trump was so damn dangerous, why are you making a deal on USMCA? You should have him locked and dragged from the room. Locked up and dragged from the room if he's so dangerous. But no, he's really not. It's all for show. It's all for show. And the smear job and the accusations, all of it. Yeah. At any rate, it's going to blow up November 2020. The Liberals are going to be handed a loss here, just like they just received in the UK. Mark my words. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show on Friday the 13th.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a business owner, you wear many hats. accountant, HR specialist, skilled worker, and even CEO. The last thing you need to worry about is what's going on in the state capitol. Hi, I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber. In Lansing, we work hard to make sure legislation and regulations don't get in the way of running your business. We work to make a big difference on big issues such as filling the talent pipeline, controlling health care costs, and ensuring that Michigan has a fair and competitive tax environment. Your business is at the heart of Michigan's economy. We pledge to help you grow, create new jobs, and be an exceptional entrepreneur. At the Michigan Chamber, we fight for you in Lansing's capital so you can continue to grow your business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.